Welcome to Desperate for Jesus 2020. I'm Priscilla Shire.
And I'm Crystal Evans Hurst.
And it is a privilege to be able to be with you. Desperate for Jesus, it's a weekend, right?
It's a weekend this year.
It's a whole weekend situation. And tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. is our like official launch into
kickoff
the conference.
Of all the stuff.
That's right. But tonight, we wanted you to be here because tonight's the night that in prayer, in praise, in worship, we're just consecrating an hour of our time. We want you to consecrate an hour of your time to prepare your heart for what God is going to do tomorrow when we all get together for the conference. So tonight is important, okay? You're going to want to fully engage and invest in the time that we're about to share together. I think it's going to be special, don't you?
I do. Something special happens when you set aside time to prepare to hear the Word of God and to prepare the soil of your soul to receive and to have the Word of God embedded in you. So we'll get that Word tomorrow. Tonight is all about preparing yourself to hear what's happening tomorrow.
That's right. It's not an addendum. It is the real thing happening right now. You don't want to miss it. We're going to start with praise and worship. Let's go. All right, ladies, it's time. It's time to lift God up, to give Him thanksgiving and praise. Why? Because something happens when we call His name.
something happens when we call him, God. Something changes when we call him. The atmosphere shifts when you decide to walk into his presence with thanksgiving, giving all honor and praise to God. You decide to call on him, y'all, and things change. Ultimately, though, we praise him because, y'all, we need him. We're here tonight because we are desperate to experience God's presence. This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in me. This is my daily bread. This is my daily bread. Your very word spoken to me.
This is the air I breathe.
You are the air I breathe.
This is the air I breathe.
Your holy breath.
Your holy presence.
Living
in me.
This is
Lord, draw us close to you. Draw us near. We're here for you. This is about you. And Father, we need you. We need your presence. We need your power. We need your strength. We need your empowerment. So Father, I'm asking that specifically during this time that we're going to spend together tonight, that you would be so near and so present, that you would invade every person's house and home and heart, a mind, Father, and circumstances, so that we experience you in a way we'll never forget. We thank you in advance for what you're about to do. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Wherever you are, just go on and say amen. Say it out loud so that you can hear yourself affirming the goodness of God, despite what it is that you might be facing around you. I want to officially welcome you again to this experience this evening, Desperate for Jesus 2020. And tonight is our opportunity to gather together in prayer, even before we commence our Saturday experience. So usually Desperate for Jesus, Crystal, is happening all day Saturday. And I mean, when I say all day, we'd be up in here all day long. But this is a unique experience. And we thought, what a great opportunity to not just have our Saturday experience with everybody who's gathering, but also to have a Friday night experience. And tonight is all about praying and preparing your heart for what God has for you tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to be amazing. You can't even believe what's going to happen tomorrow, because we have Ja'Kalyn Carr and Jackie Hill Perry and Catherine Wolf. If you're not familiar with any of those incredible women, I can't even begin to describe to you how your heart is going to be changed and challenged tomorrow with everything that we have planned for you. So you're going to look forward to that. But the way to prepare our hearts for that is tonight. So I'm going to ask you to continue to carve out this evening for a time when we just really want to press in to the Holy Spirit. We want to press into the presence of God. We want to ask him to invade the practical, regular, everyday life stuff that we're all facing. There's some real stuff that everyone has going on in your life, in our lives. And so we want to join with you in prayer about those things, because listen, prayer works. Like, not in theory. I mean, like, for real. Prayer works. And so we want to roll out the red carpet for God's presence in prayer. Let me tell you a couple things before we do. And we're going to be joined by some friends of ours to help pray with us. And I'll tell you who they're going to be in just a second. But before I do, let me just tell you that whatever platform you're watching this on, there's a chat feature available. Will you use that right now to begin to post your prayer requests? The things that are on your heart, the things that honestly you haven't really maybe told anybody, or you've been praying for it so long that you've just kind of let that prayer request wane because you honestly are a little bit tired of praying about that thing. It's been so long that you've been asking God to move in regards to that. So maybe you're a little bit discouraged. Tonight is the night that I want you to begin to expect the unexpected again, because we're joining together with a global group of sisters that are going to join with you in prayer tonight over that thing. So use that chat feature to begin to post your request right now. I also want you to know that there is simultaneously something happening for your teenager. So if you've got your teenage daughter alongside of you, you're able to on, you know, dfj2020.com. That's where all the information that you need for our time together is located. You can go there and you can find out how your teen can be involved. Even while we're doing this, there's something that we have planned for her as well. So make sure that you avail yourself to that. And then there's going to be, after we finish praying today, I want you to know that there is an opportunity for you to know that your prayer request is continually covered. So you'll see a prayer wall option that's available for you too. And the prayer requests that are posted there for the next 7 days and probably even beyond, there are going to be people grabbing those prayer requests, praying over them, not just by all of us that are gathered together today, but at our local church, our prayer team wants to be in prayer over those requests. So just know, as you use that prayer wall, your prayer requests are being seen and they're being taken seriously, okay? So we're going to pray together today. And Crystal, there are some friends that are going to be joining us to pray. Could you tell them why these particular friends that are going to be praying over them and over us, why these particular friends are so important?
Well, because they're friends. They're friends of ours. They're friends of our church, of our ministry. They're friends of our mothers. But they have also been guests, special guests, our speakers, keynote speakers at past Desperate for Jesus conferences. And so we're excited to have them with us tonight.
Yes. So we're going to pray over several categories of prayer. Many of the requests fall into these categories. And if for some reason your request doesn't fall into these specific categories, don't worry, because we're going to get you covered as well. But the first category that we want to pray for is in regards to marriage. We know that a lot of people's marriages have been stretched thin in general, but particularly during this time where you've been in close proximity and close fellowship with each other. And maybe there are some things that have come even to light that are even more of an intense struggle right now. We want to pray for your marriage. And to help us do that is a sister in Christ who has been like an auntie to us in many ways.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Yes. And she was the very first speaker at Desperate for Jesus nearly two decades ago now. Her name is Miss Pat Ashley. We love her so much. And she's going to pray for us in regards to marriage. Miss Pat?
Hello, ladies. God bless you. It's so good to be with you. And I'm excited about what God is doing. Blessings to the Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship family. Thank you, guys. I'm excited about what God is doing. And I just thank God for this season that we're in. We're just in some interesting times. And you know what? Even in these interesting and challenging times, marriage is still a blessing when it's done God's way. Listen, I need you to repeat with me. I need you to say out loud the word work. Say it again. Say it out loud. Say the word work. We need to be reminded of that. Because with everything going on, all of the confusion, there are no answers for a lot of things that's going on. We still have the answer. We have the answer for marriage, and it's in God's word. It's still our manual. And listen, what we need now is a strong foundation. If ever you needed a strong foundation, you need it right now. And a strong foundation for your marriage biblically consists of having a prayer life, ladies. The Bible says a wise woman builds her house, but a foolish woman tears it down with her own hands. So you want to handle everything with prayer. Have a prayer life. Cast your cares on the Lord. It's a de-stressor, but also you can go to God and ask Him for wisdom as it relates to your marriage. So have a prayer life, your personal prayer life, and then you want you and your husband to have a prayer life where the two of you guys pray together. Also, you want to be committed to the success of your marriage. Whatever phase you're in, we're all in different seasons. You're in different seasons. Some of you are probably newlyweds. Some of you have been married 15, 20, 30 years. But listen, whatever season you're in, you want to be committed to the success of your marriage in that season. And then you want to understand biblically how to submit and how to surrender, how to get up under each other's point of view and walk in agreement. Listen, the Bible says, how can two walk together except they agree? Make agreeing literally a part of your relationship. Make it a goal. You don't have to think like he think, but you need to understand how he think and vice versa. And then you want to get rid of drama. You want to leave and cleave. Leaving and cleaving is building a solid foundation for your relationship. Not only does he leave and cleave his mother, but you leave and cleave, or the woman, her parents, but you leave and cleave anything that would hinder oneness in your relationship. And then you want to be a suitable helper. You want to be committed to the success of your partner. And you want to surrender yourself to being a person who would just respond to the needs of your husband. And then you want to be able to communicate clearly what your needs are to him. Amen. And then there's the ministry of physical intimacy. And I know all the brothers would say, amen. You don't want to neglect that ministry. I call it the touching and agreeing ministry. Amen. Father, we just honor you for this time. God, I thank you for these precious women. I thank you for their commitment to you. I thank you, Lord, for this season that you would trust us. I ask you for the person. God, let your Holy Spirit now be so evident in each life. God, I pray that you would fill these precious women, that you would empower them, give them supernatural power, Lord, that they can walk in strength, that they can walk in power. And Lord, I pray, and I come against every spirit, every distraction, that anything that would hinder the unity, the power of agreement in every relationship. Father, I pray for your blessings now to rest in the lives of these precious men and women. I ask God that you give these women wisdom. I ask God that you give them practical ways to honor their husbands, practical ways to be wise keepers of their own house, practical ways to show their husbands respect. I pray, God, that if there is any brokenness, that healing would take place, Lord. I pray now by your Spirit, Lord, that you would fill up every empty space in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you so much, Miss Pat. And you know what? I think it's important along that same vein to pray for our single sisters, those that are trusting God with this season of their life and believing him, but also single parents. Pray for them as well. So let's pray. Lord Jesus, I thank you so much for every single sister under the sound of my voice, Lord, who's walking through the beautiful season of singleness. I pray that you would bring peace and contentment. I pray that you would cloak them with a supernatural sense of your presence during this time, Lord. I pray, Father, for any discouragement that the enemy would want to cloak them with, that you would lift the discouragement off of them right now, supernaturally, in the name of Jesus. I pray that you would help them to walk in so much holiness and integrity, Father, that it automatically deflects any person that would seek to come into their life to sort of water that down, Father. I pray, Lord, that your Spirit would be upon them and with them, near to them, close to them, Lord. And we pray against all drama in Jesus' name, Lord. Anybody that is going to walk them down a path that is not a path that would be glorifying to you, and then is a path that will bring them any sense of a lack of peace or hope or fulfillment, I just pray that you would steer that person in a different direction. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Crystal, will you pray for single parents?
Lord Jesus, I just pray for the woman right now who is raising those kids on her own. And you know the struggle, but you are the God who sees. You are the God who provides. And to the husbandless, you are a husband. To the fatherless, you are a father. And God, I just pray for every woman right now who is raising those children and just wondering how it's going to all turn out. Lord, first of all, I just pray that you would give her a sense of peace and comfort and confidence, that you have given her everything she needs, and what she doesn't have, that you can make up the difference, and that you will make up the difference because you have promised to see us and to show up in your provision. So God, I just pray for strength, for confidence, and then for clarity. God, give us clarity and let us never forget that we are never alone, even as we parent the children that we love. Listen, y'all, relationships are tough. And we know that, relational experiences. And we just want to pray a prayer of blessing over you. And then we'll ask you, once we've sung it a couple times, for you to sing with us, okay?
May your struggles keep you near the cross. May your troubles show that you need God. May your battles end the way they should. May your bad days prove that God is good. May your whole life prove that God is good. May your strength.
make it personal.
Let my struggle keep me near the cross. Let my troubles show that I need God. Let my battles end the way they should. Make my bad days prove that God is good. Let my whole life prove that God is
let my
good. Let my struggles keep me near the cross. Let my troubles show that I need God. Let my battles end the way they should. Let my
hope that you hear the beautiful perspective shift that that song necessitates in our lives, that even the bad days, we're praying, Lord, not as much deliver us from it and change it. We can pray that too, because he lets us as his daughters make our requests known. I love that he gives us that freedom. But even before that, the prayer becomes, Lord, would you let my bad days show folks that you're good? Would you let my battles prove that I need you, that you're trustworthy, and that you are faithful? So we even pray toward that end. God be glorified. The Apostle Paul put it this way in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. He said, my ambition is to please Christ and Christ alone. That's my ambition. Not to just be have a life of ease and comfort, but that God would be glorified in every single element of my life. So we pray toward that end. And now, you know what? We're going to go to another sister in Christ who has been, I think she's been a little bit of a fixture at Desperate for Jesus through the years. She's such a blessing to us. She has taught us so practically over the years. She gets down in the nitty-gritty of your life and deals with the practical elements of everyday living. This is Debbie Titus, and she's going to pray for us in regards to what so many of us are struggling with right now, the financial areas of our life where, particularly because of what's been happening in this pandemic, we have been hit hard, job losses and instability economically. And so Miss Debbie is going to pray for us in regards to our finances. Miss Debbie?
Let's talk about money. Money is God's economy for both provision and prosperity. And it's important for you to understand how much it's God's heart for you to have provision. From the beginning of time, God provided for man in the garden, but that provision had a condition, and the condition was obedience. When that condition was not met, situations changed, but God's heart was still provision. So the next economic plan that God created was that man would work so he could earn. And this began what we know now as our economic system. We work, in fact, we know the scripture says that if a man doesn't work, he is not to eat. And it also says in Luke 10 that a laborer is worthy of his hire. So here's what the system looks like in our finances. We are established by God to work, to earn. When we earn, there are three areas that our earning is to be used for. Number one is to spend so your needs are provided. Number two is to give so other people's needs can be met. And number three is to save. You remember Jesus' example of the foolish virgins and the wise virgins? Wisdom is that you save for the future, and that gives you provision. But also, saving brings prosperity. So, when we work to earn and our earning spends, gives, and saves, this is called stewardship. Stewardship is God's plan for you to prosper. Prosperity doesn't come through the principle of sowing and reaping. Prosperity comes through stewardship. Matthew 25, Jesus says, following the parable about saving, he's talking about the kingdom, and he says, when you are faithful with my provision for you, even if it's the small things, you can become ruler over more. But if we waste the provision that God has given us, we will never have prosperity. Prosperity comes through stewardship. It is my heart today to pray for you and to bring you understanding of how important wise money management is. It is God's way to bless you, to bless others, and to provide for your future. It begins with gratitude, being grateful for where you are now, for what you have, and then looking at that and saying, God, I repent. I repent for wasting what you've given me in the past and not saving, not giving, not being generous. I repent for materialism. I repent for my self-centeredness and my selfish ways regarding money. And today I want to make that change. So will you pray with me? Because I want you to live in the abundance of prosperity and the joy of the Lord, which was God's reward to the faithful servant. He who is faithful with a few things becomes ruler over many things. God is waiting on the sideline for you to work hard to earn so you can give, spend, and save. Jesus, I pray for every person who is watching this. Let gratitude arise in our hearts for what you've already provided for us. And may we never compare ourselves to others with what we have or what we do not have. I pray that you restore each person's identity and separate it from material possessions. And I also ask, Lord, for wisdom, that you give us wisdom to know when to give, what to give, wisdom when to save and what to save. That you give us wisdom in how to manage and how to take care of what you've already given us. And I ask today, Lord, that our hearts will be overwhelmed with gratitude. I pray that we will be free from always wanting, but we will embrace stewarding what we already have and maximizing its potential. I pray, Jesus, for abundance in every person's life and for an understanding of revelation that it is stewardship, your economy, to bring us prosperity. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Standing here only because you made a way.
about it, y'all. If you think back, you can think of at least one thing that he's done for you. One place that he's bought you from, something that he, some way that he came through, and only a way that he could have done for you. And if you think about it long enough, it'll help your faith. Don't know how, but you did it. You made a way. Don't know how, but you did it. You made a way. Don't know how, but you did it. You made a way. I don't know how you did it, but you made. You made a way for me. You made a way for me. You made a way. You move mountains. So that's what you have to do. You just have to think about financially, relationally, spiritually, what's jacked up? I mean, really. Then you have to say, okay, what has he done for me before? And then you have to say, I believe, even if it's just with a mustard seed of faith, that he can move this mountain. And then you come into his presence. You don't always feel it, but you praise him anyway. You know, Priscilla, I just feel like apart from the relationships and apart from the money being funny, there are just some women here tonight who need freedom. They need freedom from some bad habits. They need freedom from some thought patterns. They need freedom from patterns of difficulty in their life.
Is there anybody who doesn't?
I mean, that's what I'm saying. I feel like everybody.
It's us, isn't it?
It's us. It's me.
Yeah.
Need freedom from those McDonald's french fries. Just saying. But the reality is God has called us to be free. He's called us to be free. And he died so that we wouldn't walk in bondage to anything apart from him, that you would be a slave to Jesus Christ alone. And so if you know right now that you're in chains and that you're not free, then this is the night, right? This is the night for you to ask God to deliver you and then to walk in freedom. Priscilla, can you say what it means to walk in freedom based on Scripture? What does Scripture say? And then lead us in a prayer to that
Galatians
end.
5:1 is my life verse. It is for freedom that you have been set free. Therefore, stand firm and don't be subject again to any yoke of slavery. Freedom is the abundant life that he died on the cross of Calvary to give us. So that, like Crystal said, shackles can be off. Anything you can't say no to is an idol. Anything that you can't walk away from means you're not free of it, that it has too much power over you. So let's pray in regards to that. Lord Jesus, I'm asking you for my sisters and for me, for Crystal, for our friends that are gathered right near now in this space. Lord, I am praying that your spirit would rain down freedom supernaturally over every single one of us. Father, I am asking you that you will loosen the bonds, Lord, that keep us from walking in the fullness and the victory that you have for us. Lord, if there's any addiction, if there's any habit, if there's any lifestyle choice, Father, if there's any way of thinking, if there are attitudes, if there are actions that need to be adjusted in our life because it has taken an illegitimate place of authority in our lives, Father, I am praying that any demonic intention that is attached to that, Father, I pray that you would sever it right now in Jesus' name, that you would loosen the ties ties that bind, Father. Help us to be able to walk in freedom, which is always accompanied by your joy and your peace. Father, we are tired of not being able to sleep well at night or to be able to enjoy our relationships and the rhythm of our daily living because we are in bondage to so many things. Forgive us, Father, where we have not rested in the freedom that you died to give us. Forgive us, Father, when we've taken it for granted and we've allowed other things to come into our life and take the place of what you alone deserve to have in our life, first place. So, Lord, right now we ask that you would supernaturally give freedom and then you would give us the courage to walk in it every single day. Would you build accountability into our lives, Lord? Would you bring sisters around us who can help us to walk in the freedom that you are bestowing upon our lives today? For our teenagers, our sons, our daughters, our young adult children, Father, who might be in seasons of bondage in their life, we speak freedom over them. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen and amen.
Freedom, y'all, but you have victory. Just sing this along with us. Many of you already know it.
Yay! Victory belongs to Jesus. Victory belongs to him. Victory belongs to Jesus. Victory belongs to him. Can you help me sing? Victory belongs to Jesus. Victory belongs to him. Victory belongs to Jesus. Victory belongs to him.
He has your freedom.
Victory belongs to Jesus. Victory belongs to him. Victory belongs to Jesus. Victory belongs to him.
Hold on. Oh, that's your victory cry.
Oh, victory belongs to Jesus. Victory belongs to him.
Just sing, oh.
Oh, oh, victory belongs to Jesus. Victory belongs to him.
In your house right now, sing along with us. Got to sing out loud. Oh, oh, there it is right there.
Oh, victory belongs to Jesus. Victory belongs to him. Oh, victory belongs to Jesus. Victory belongs to him.
Another really pressing issue that a lot of us are facing right now, even if it's not a reality, the fear of it is such a reality right now that we can't help but pray about our health. Mm-hmm. And there is a sister in Christ who we love dearly, who has been a part of Desperate for Jesus for many, many years as a participant, but also communicating God's truth to those who would gather here in our local church to have Desperate for Jesus through the years. Her name is Eleanor Webb. And if anybody can pray for healing, it is Eleanor Webb. So if you have issues of health that you are struggling with in your physical body or in your mental health, in your emotional health, if there's brokenness and you need God to mend it for you, for your spouse, for a child, for a loved one in your sphere of influence, just know that we're very thoughtful about that, particularly right now with the pandemic, and we want to pray toward that end. Miss Eleanor, thank you so much for covering us in prayer.
Hello, ladies. I want to pray for you. I want to pray for your health. Ironically, I've been praying fervently for my health, both mentally and physically. And that's what I'm going to the Lord for concerning you this evening. I am going to pray for healing in your mind and healing in your body. We have hope and we have encouragement. We have hope in Jesus Christ and we have encouragement in his word. The Bible says in Jeremiah 17:14, heal me, Lord, and I will be healed. Save me, and I will be saved. For it is you, Lord, that I praise. Isaiah 26:3 says, thou wilt keep you in perfect peace, all whose mind is stayed on thee. Let's go to God in prayer. Lord, I come in the name of Jesus. I come lifting up these ladies to you, Father God. I pray, Master, in the name of Jesus, that you would heal their minds and body. Heal them physically, Father God, from any diseases, any conditions, any impairments. I pray, Father God, that you would heal them everywhere they hurt. Heal them, Father God, from cancer and diabetes and COVID-19, high blood pressure, arthritis, anything, Father God, that they are suffering with in their physical bodies that you made and created after your image and in your likeness. Heal them, Father God. Nothing, Lord, nothing is too hard for you. We come, Father God, in the name of Jesus, realizing that you specialize in things that seem impossible. And you can do, Lord, what no other power but a Holy Ghost power can do. Now, Father God, now, Lord, we pray, Master, heal these ladies mentally and emotionally. We pray, Father God, you would give them clarity of thought, clarity of mind. We pray, Master, that you would heal them and give them peace, Father God. We pray, Lord, that you would help these ladies become whole, Master, that they may impact the kingdom and that they may have a testimony, Lord, that you are a healer, that you are a deliverer, and that everything is possible through you, Father God. Help them to be able to tell the world that all of their help comes from you. Lord, we love you, we adore you, we magnify you, Father God, and we stand in agreement, Master, that these ladies will be healed and made whole in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Now, ladies, I want to leave you with this. The Bible says in 2 Kings 20:5, the Lord said, Hezekiah, I have heard your prayer and I've seen your tears. I will heal you. Be blessed, ladies. God loves you and I do too.
By singing it. Sing it again.
I believe you're my healer. I believe you are all I need. Oh, 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 oh. I believe you're my portion.
You cover me.
More than enough for me.
Meet my needs.
Jesus, you're all I need.
It's my favorite part.
See, nothing is impossible for you. Nothing is impossible. Nothing. Nothing is impossible.
impossible and sing to that mountain. With a little bit of faith you have, you just sing that. Everything I need, God.
I believe you're more than enough for me. Jesus, you're all I need.
I love that song.
It's the best.
I believe.
We have to choose to believe sometimes, don't we?
We have to choose to believe.
It's not a feeling. You just...
It's a choice.
You choose.
Yeah. And to move forward each day.
Acting like you believe.
Acting like you believe.
That's
exactly right. Amen. I hope you feel encouraged by that. As we come toward the closing of our time together, that I hope has been a respite for you in the midst of busyness, in the midst of full lives, and in the midst of a full mental real estate that's clogged up with all the stuff you've been thinking about and the decisions you've got to make and the perplexing things that you're facing. I'm excited about a friend of ours who's going to just pray over, honestly, the whole world, because the whole world is in crisis right now. The whole globe is in crisis. There's pandemics of every kind, not just health-wise, but the racial tension that has flared, issues that are happening in politics, and not just in our nation here in the States, but I know there are many viewing from other nations, and the whole world needs the hand of God. To bring peace and rest and for his kingdom to come. And our friend and sister is going to pray over that. She means the world to us for so many reasons. She's been a guest at Desperate for Jesus several times, and she was very excited actually to participate this time as well, because, you know, in mom's absence, it felt really important to her too, that she wanted to be a part of it. You know, when mom passed away, she was up in there. She was all up in our lives and making sure she was present. I had to have a little surgery. Well, it was not a little surgery. It was actually a pretty major surgery just a week after my mom's funeral. And she showed up at the front door of my house and was in there washing dishes and sweeping up and cleaning up. And
that's because she's a mama.
That's because she's a mama. She ain't playing with us. And so Mama Beth Moore wants to pray over us as the Desperate for Jesus, the women of Desperate for Jesus. She feels very pressed to be here with us and to pray over us, particularly wherever you are in the world. She wants you to know that God's hand is with you there and will meet you where you are. And so, Miss Beth, thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you for praying over us.
Greetings to you, my beloved sisters. I cannot even put into words how honored I am to be able to pray over you today and speak the quickest word over you. Priscilla and Crystal, I am just imagining all that is going on in your hearts right now as you take this position, and knowing that you are in that legacy of the fearless leader that you have had as the first lady of your church and certainly as the head of Desperate for Jesus, and that is our beloved First Lady Lois Evans. And I got to tell you, I have a very, very recent memory of being with many of you in the sanctuary of your church, and I saw many of your faces as we were together celebrating her life. And I kept thinking that what one particular sister said at their microphone was what I have felt about Lois Evans so many times, and that's that she moved with a dignity that was like royalty. There was something something about her that was like a queen, and there was all the humility to go with it, but truly clothed in strength and dignity. And I want to remind you today that that is your legacy. I've been thinking about something. You know how many times people will say things like, who will be the next Billy Graham? But what we know is that when a great move of God happens, it's not just one person. When we can't seem to put our finger on exactly who that next evangelist would be, it's because there are 10,000s of them. It's what God is doing in this hour. Now, I want you to take that out of that genre and set it into the scriptures in a much greater sense and think in terms of Esther, because we see Esther, who was called to the kingdom for such a time as this, we're told, a time of such great decision as to whether or not she would be bold and courageous. And I think to myself, we're always wanting to find in any given generation, who is the present Esther? But don't we understand? There are 10,000s of them, women called to the kingdom for such a time as this. And I have to say this to you, and I believe this with all my heart. This I would have said behind your back in secret as well as right in front of you. I think that in particular, God has appointed this present hour for women of color who are Jesus followers to be Esthers, called into this moment for such a time as this. Listen, none of us would have chosen this era, but make no mistake, God has chosen us for it. God has chosen you for it, to be full of love and full of faith and to pore over the scriptures and to be found in prayer and in the intimate things with God, so that you know how to get out there and serve Him according to His good purpose that was given, that was set apart for you before the foundation of the world, before He said, let there be light. He knew let there be Lois and Crystal and Priscilla and every single one of you. And so I just want to remind you that you may not feel like you are equipped for this day, but you have been very much called to it. And we can't just wait 20 years to step into it, because we will have waited too long for the present moment. It is now that we step in with the faith that we've got, pour over what God is saying through His Word. And so I just want to pray over you. And I want, would you just, what you can agree with in prayer, would you agree with me in prayer that you would come in alongside it? Don't just listen, but lean forward into this prayer with me, that God would take our prayer of faith and He would turn it into action and bring it to fulfillment. Lord, I lift these beautiful women of yours up to you that you have appointed for this hour, Lord. You have called us at this time of global crisis, God, when we have never seen, at least in my estimation, Father, never seen such an evidence of fulfillment of Matthew chapter 24, of all the things that would happen that would say that the end is getting closer and closer and closer, that day that will come when every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And Father, what I love most about it is in the midst of all of that that Jesus told us that would happen toward the time of His return, so much of it seems like bad news. The hearts of many will grow cold because of lawlessness, all the things that it talks about. But right in the middle of it, it says, Father, in 24:14, rather, this good news of the kingdom will be proclaimed in all the world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come. That like no other time, in the midst of all the bad news, at no other time will the good news be preached and taught and told and testified with more impact and influence. And oh God, I pray that you would just commend us to this hour. And I pray, Father, for each one of these to step into her place in this gospel moment, step into it with her gifts, with everything that comes into her story. And you have suited all of it, Father, for your good purposes in her. Everything she's been through, everything she's yet to go through, her DNA, Father, everything that she has had by way of experience, experience, by way of education, formally and informally, Lord, all the genetics that come together to make us who we are, and then invaded with your Holy Spirit and with your spiritual gifting, Father, all of this that makes her unique in the place that you've called her to. God, call her forward. I pray, Father, that we will be fearless in what you have called us to do, that we will receive it, that we will say, as you, Father, call out from the heavens, whom will go? Lord, here we are. We will, Lord, we will. What would you have us do? That our eyes, Father, would just be so set looking for the next opportunity. What need can we meet in your name? Lord, who can we serve in your name? Who can we tell about the goodness of the Lord Jesus Christ to us? Would you give us that boldness? Would you give us an everlasting love, a love and a fiery faith, Father, that cannot be put out, that our light will not be able to be extinguished in our lifetime, God? Would you give us that? Would you speak your word over us, Father? Would you give us a conviction, Father, that can stand up to all the things that will come against us as we do your will? Lord, make us fierce women of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, because that, Lord, that will be the legacy of this church and this First Lady. That, Lord, is what you smile upon. In the glorious name of Christ our Lord, amen. Love you so much, guys. I pray that you are having such a wonderful, wonderful encounter with the Lord. You stay with him. He is everything to us.
We are so grateful to you, Mama Beth, for that word and that prayer. Thank you for joining our prayer experience for Desperate for Jesus. And for those of you who are watching, we want you to know a couple of things that really matter for this being a full experience for you. First of all, don't forget about the prayer wall. So we know some of you actually threw your prayer request in the comments, wherever you were watching, but the prayer wall at dfj2020.com, when you put your prayer there, then our prayer team from our local church will be praying for your request over the next 7 days. So if you haven't yet done that, be sure and do that. We also have a couple of announcements for you as we prepare for going into our morning for Desperate for Jesus, and we'll be starting at 9 a.m. And here are some things that you need to know.
Wait a minute, Crystal, what time are we starting tomorrow?
9:00 in the a.m. Central Standard Time.
You do not want to miss even the very beginning of Desperate for Jesus tomorrow. It is going to be amazing. And on dfj2020.com, that really is where you find out all the information that you need moving forward. One of those things that you'll find there is the resource store that we have available for you. Go check it out. Check out all the resources that are available to you there. And then something else that we want to encourage you toward is giving. We want to invite you actually to participate in what I think is the privilege of giving. We're going to be giving as well, and we want to encourage you to do that too. Desperate for Jesus is free this year. It's a free opportunity for you to come and to receive ministry that we hope encourages you. So we want to ask you to ask the Holy Spirit, how would he like for you to give maybe an offering towards what it is that is happening in this ministry? So you can give any amount that you would like to give. You'll see information for how to do that on dfj2020.com. I encourage you not to let this weekend go by without sowing a seed so that this ministry can continue. Okay? When you give, you need to know that there are some gifts that are coming back your way just as our thank you for sowing seed into this ministry. But if you give $25 or more, there are really special gifts for you. Crystal, tell them what the gifts are.
Well, Desperate for Jesus, so much of it is because of our mother, Dr. Lois Evans, and what she has envisioned for this over time. And so for those gifts, we have a Desperate for Jesus bag and my mom's book, Stones of Remembrance, one of her books, and then also some special digital downloads while you were hear her voice encouraging you.
Oh, that's the best. I love that mom is really still here in terms of her influence, really impacting us and impacting you. So would you please be as generous as you possibly can? Every single dollar that you give is going to use to glorify the name of the Lord and continue a ministry that will in return be a blessing to you. Finally, don't forget to actually register. I know this is a free gathering, but we're asking you to please put in the details that are necessary to be a registrant of Desperate for Jesus this year. That just helps us to be able to keep tabs on everything and to be able to serve you correctly, okay? So we're going to look forward to seeing you at 9 a.m. Get your babysitter lined up. Get your breakfast all situated for tomorrow. Plan to, you know, get out of your pajamas. Because, see, there's something that happens, don't you think?
I don't know about that.
What?
I think you can praise him on the up dress or on the down dress. I think they just need to come to Jesus as they are.
Yeah, but if they get out their house shoes, there might be a little energy, like engagement. So
I
they're
can
not
dance
just
before the Lord barefoot.
Okay, well, so. In your pajamas, your onesie, your jeans, your house shoes, whatever you got, we'll see you tomorrow, 9 a.m. It's going to be a great time in the Lord.
We're excited to praise him with you in the morning.
We lift our hands in the sanctuary. We lift our hands to give you the glory. We lift our hands to give you the praise. And we will bless you for the rest of our days. Yes, we will praise you for the rest of our days. We lift our hands. We lift our hands to give you the glory. We lift our hands to give you the praise. And we will bless you for the rest of our days. Yes, we will praise you. Praise, and we will praise you for the rest of our days. Yes, we will praise you for the rest of our days. We lift our hands in the sanctuary.